It's now time for Tassie Time.
The work of a modern master. 200 for Ricky Ponting.
Mystic Journey over the top takes the lead. She is one free for Mabel. Mystic Journey's won the All-Star by Alexander Porter.
But he says, ta-da on Bowtide. Some Bowtide brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back, all right. He's making a mess of them. Bowtide, absolutely brilliant.
Richard for 10.
And Steve
Old. Good afternoon to you, Steve.
Gareth, how are you, mate?
We've got a very special guest on the line, the coach of the Launceston Football Club, in Mitch Thorpe. And Launceston made it back-to-back flags in the Tassie State League after defeating their arch rivals, their North Launceston, on the weekend. And Mitch joins us now. Hello to you, Mitch. Congratulations, mate. Are you still celebrating?
G'day, boys. No, I'm not. I'm a bit of a dinosaur, mate. I'm already into planning for next year, but the boys have had a very solid couple of days, and as they should, it's a really big program. And, you know, we got sat on our bum in the semi-final. We got beaten by North Lonnie, and then to respond and beat Clarence in the prelim and then winning the grand final was really terrific. We showed a lot of substance and character to bounce back after that finals loss.
Well done, Mitch. Congratulations, mate. And we were lucky enough to talk to you last year and stuff, and you've done a brilliant job again this year. So the second semi, was that just an abnormality, or did it give you a good wake-up call that you and your team needed to change a few things and get ready for the granny?
Yeah, oh, mate, the comp's got some real substance. North Lonnie have been great all year. They were just too good for us on the day. We started the game well, and they hung in there long enough, and they broke us late in the game. And oddly enough, on the weekend just gone, it was the opposite. We sort of had our nose in front most of the day, and then we broke away in the last quarter. So, it was a proper final and pretty physical, and the two teams don't like each other at all. So, exactly what you're after at state league level.
What was your Mitch to the lads at three-quarter time, Mitch? Because it was anyone's game there at three-quarter time, but Launceston, your side kicked 5 goals to kick away to win the flag. But what did you say to your team there at the last break?
Yeah, funnily enough, I was pretty calm and just spoke to the boys about this is all the training and everything that we do is built around being right to go for the last 30 minutes of the grand final. And we've got some real competitive buggers in our team. And you could just tell that they really wanted to run out the game quite strongly and you know, to have a 5-goal last quarter at the back end of a really strong grand final makes the pre-season and all the, you know, the 2K time trials and the work that the boys do worthwhile and highlights the fact that it is really important to have a strong strength and conditioning program.
Mate, how big a loss? Obviously, your brother was a massive loss because he's a big physical presence. One, how big a loss was that? But two is, how good was Groneweegan? I know he won the medal, but geez, he had to fill some big boots in that granny, and he obviously did a remarkable job.
Yeah, and I'll probably add Dylan Riley to that. I mean, we lost our best goal kicker with 6 weeks to go with an ACL, and we had to restructure a little bit. Cody had a really strong year. We moved him a little bit more, you know, to full forward, and he kicked a number of goals. But on Monday, after the loss to North Launceston, Wagon walked into the change rooms and grabbed me, and he said, "I'm your ruckman, mate." He said, I'll get it done." And when you got your vice captain telling you that he's going to be the ruckman, then it's a pretty easy decision. And full credit to him, he rolled out and just had a really balanced game. He got a lot of the ball. He laid 6 tackles. He kicked 2 goals. And but a lot of that's just a motivated young man that wants to. He's our vice captain, so he just wanted to lead by example.
How difficult was it for your brother there, Cody, to try and get free to play? Obviously, he didn't get that chance to play in that grand final. But how difficult was that for you and your family throughout the week, Mitch?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. Coach has had some troubles in his life, and he's come from a fair way back to be back playing at a pretty good level. And he did the wrong thing, and he missed the grand final. So it was really tough. And then, oddly enough, I somehow got convinced to play by some of the leaders in the team. So it's just a strange world, footy, sometimes, and a little bit unfair. But, you know, if you do the wrong thing, you'll get called out, and he'll be back bigger and better next season.
Mitch, given all your... Where do you see the TSL, mate? Where's the future of the statewide league? There's been a fair bit of conversation this year about it. As the dual premiership winning coach, where do you see the league going forward?
Oh, it's rock solid, mate. I don't know if you caught Pete Gutwin's comments yesterday, but the Premier's on record that it's non-negotiable to have a state league. And I think the weekend was a really good showcase. We had the NTFA Grand Final on the Saturday and then the TSL on the Sunday, and there was just no comparison. I mean, the standard difference is it's poles apart. And I think people are starting to get their heads around that. The state league's here to stay. It's really important for our aspirational kids to have that platform to play in, and it is a really good level of footy. You know, we've got some people like Jackson Thurlow and whatnot that look like heading back to Tassie that, you know, they want to be part of a state league. They don't want to be part of community footy, and there's definitely a place for community footy. My brother coaches at NTFA level, but, yeah, it's poles apart. So it was nice that Pete came out yesterday, and, you know, gave a pretty strong his stance on where it all sits.
So what do you think the competition needs to do to improve in a way, Mitch? Do you think sometimes maybe the sides on the other side of the state need to really start to test you guys down there at Launceston?
There's actually no secrets, mate. No, I mean, North Launceston have made the last 8 grand finals, and they've done that just through being super professional and fit. You know, they had 19 debutants this year, the most of any club in the competition, yet they still made the grand final. And you know, I thought the Tigers and Clarence were terrific this year. That they've really started to build real positive energy around their program. And they've had a deeper look into what we've got up to. But it sounds simplistic, but some of the clubs haven't trained hard enough in the past. But I think the penny has dropped with the Southern teams that, you need to put the work in. And that's what North Wanney have done. And we try to replicate that and put our own sort of spin on things that we do. But that's the simple answer, is they need to run stronger programs.
Mitch, what's your future, mate? Surely there's a few AFL clubs and other clubs around the country must be dialing your number and you know, trying to get your services. What's your future hold?
Yeah, I've been fortunate that I have had a few phone calls even in the last couple of days, but I've got 2 young kids. One's 8 and one's 7, and they're settled in school, and I've been around Australia with my footy. I've played, you know, VFL, AFL. I've been in the Sandful, and the family have come with me. So I'm going to stay at Lonnie for the next couple of years. I'm only 32, so keen to make sure I finish up my time at Launceston, you know, leaving a pretty strong legacy. And I think we've only scratched the surface of how strong we can be. We've got a lot of young men, and probably my purpose is helping them in life and in footy, and I've really enjoyed that. So for the short term, I'll be staying at Lonnie.
Well, congratulations, Mitch. Let's hope you can make it 3 on the trot next season. But you've done a wonderful job with that football club, and you deserve all the success that comes your way. And you shouldn't be planning for next year, mate. You've got to enjoy it, surely, for a couple more days.
I'm a bit strange, to be honest, boys. I enjoy it for a day. I think all coaches are a little bit different. I don't know. I'm already into planning and recruiting, retention, all that sort of stuff, exit meetings, all that sort of stuff is pretty busy this time of year.
Well done,
Mitch. You deserve a lot of credit, mate. Take my hat off to you. You've done a remarkable job with that footy club and you deserve all the success. So well done.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate your time.
There we go. Mitch Thorpe. He has done a wonderful job, Steve. And they've come a long way, that football club. North Launceston has dominated the competition for so long, and they've dominated that city of Launceston. But the last couple of years, he's got some bragging rights back for the Launceston fans.
Mate, how scary was it when he said he thinks they've only scratched the surface and they're going to get stronger for every other club out there? My God, that's a worry.
No doubt about that. What about the Jack Jumpers? Have you got an update there for us?
Going well. I'm just actually heading in the car out to an announcement. We're about to announce a major sponsor for our coaches.
Okay.
And I think one of our imports is going to be out there today as well. So travelling nicely. I think all we're waiting for now is the owners of the league to sort of work out when the season will officially start, as in complete date, and obviously get the roster out there. And yeah, it's all set, ready to go. I think we've just about got our whole roster down here now. So it's full steam ahead. We're looking forward to it.
And who do we go for? Benny Brown or Ryan Gardner next Saturday? Of course, Gardner representing the Doggies and Benny Brown representing the Demons, both representing Tasmania.
how good were both sides on the weekend. I mean, after Friday night, you thought, geez, get on the D's. And then after Saturday night, you thought, get on the Bulldogs. So, mate, I'm actually wrapped that those two sides made it. I think it's going to make for a fantastic grand final. I don't mind either side, to be honest. Part of me would like to see the Demons win it for Ben Brown and the fact that the Demons haven't won it for, you know, over 50 years. I think it'd be a great story. But I think also full credit to the Bulldogs. I think, you know, Luke Beveridge, I remember all those years ago when Luke Beveridge got announced as the coach, and they, I think it was on the footy show once, they had him out in the local Footscray area, and everyone just kept walking past him. They didn't even recognise him as the coach of the club. But have a look, Mitch Thorpe sort of followed in these footsteps. They have just set a process in place. They've set a structure. They've set a culture that is obviously very strong and just shows if you get those things right, success will come. And, you know, the Bulldogs have done a remarkable job this year, and I just hope, you know, not a cliche, I just hope it's a cracking grand final and the best side wins. But I'd probably, as I said, there's slight leaning to the D's. I'd love to see Ben Brown. He's been through a tough period over the last few years. I'd love to see Benny Brown get a flag.
Good on you, Oldie. Love your work, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Good to talk to you, mate.
There's Steve Old there. Pete Staples joins us with the latest news in Tassie Racing, and Scotty Brunton will also join us in just a moment. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Must have been over the moon. Like, the Mail was right with Mystic Journey. She was superb, and Stella Star was also very good there in the Let's Elope on Saturday. How have those two mares come through that race?
Yeah, well, it's good. They've both come through it pretty well. Stella Star's back home and comfortable with Billy Ryan, and I had a talk to him, and he's pretty happy with how she's travelled. And because she can be a bit cantankerous when she goes away. That's the reason why Monica Ryan, his daughter, had to go with her. And she's in quarantine for 2 weeks now, so she'll come out for a few days and then head back with the Rose of Kingston with her. So, but all good there. Mystic Journey, everything's on target. There were no problems. Adam was super happy with how she ran through the line, and boy, wasn't she good. They were both good, but Mystic Journey, four wide, no cover all the trip, and she's going to take a lot of benefit from that. Yeah, and I can't believe that she's still $15 or $16 at the Empire Rose.
Yeah, she was a big price there before the Let's Elope on Saturday, especially what you had to say, what Bill Ryan had to say, and Adam Trinder had to say about that track gallop there at Launceston on a Monday morning. Talking about star Tasmanian mares, Hallam makes her return to the racetrack for the first time this spring at Caulfield on Saturday, and her trainer, Scotty Brunton, joins us. Good afternoon to you, Scott.
Morning, Gareth.
How is Hallam? How is Hallam, mate?
She's in good order. Look, she had a soft trial last Tuesday at Stall. She was really good. Had a good grass gallop yesterday morning at Ballarat. I could be happier with the way she's come through that.
And what about her preparation, say, for Caulfield on Saturday? How difficult has it been for you not to be there in Melbourne looking after her? Or are you in Victoria?
No, I'm not there, mate. Yeah, no, I'm still home. I head over tomorrow. So, look, it hasn't been difficult at all. Charlie, I hope, and Mitch Friedman have been looking after her down there at Ballarat and done an exceptional job, and I'm extremely grateful for their help at this time.
We've got the great Pete Staples with us as well. Peter, you got a question for the great Scotty Brunton?
Yeah, well, Scotty, he might explain. He's been able to get over to Victoria, and there's certain conditions that will allow him to do that and come back without having to go into quarantine. You might want to just quickly explain that, Scotty.
Oh, yeah, I've just got a G2G pass, which has allowed me to be able to travel with the horses because we have another couple going over, just a couple of young ones, a couple of unraced ones, so that I'm able to travel over with those. And as long as I stay out of the hot spots and I'm in and out of the races, I'm allowed to come home and just have to have a few tests within 3 to 4 days. I think it's about 5 tests. As long as they're all clear, I can resume work.
Well, once you get over there, you'll be able to look after her. But I just had a sneaky look at the market for the Empire Rose, and I noticed that she's still in the market there. Are you going to have a sneaky throw at the stumps at the Group 1 with her if she goes okay in the next couple of months?
Look, as long as she comes up okay, and if she comes back better than she left us, I would say she'll be right in the thick of those races. Don't worry about that.
Who's the best mare in Tassie, Scotty? Still a star, Mystic Journey, or Hella?
I would say the two girls are up on a pedestal, but I'll be looking to knock them off it. So just say, yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Can she win on Saturday?
Yeah, she'll be very hard to beat.
Pete, have you got any more, mate?
No, I haven't, mate. I've just had to save me bickies to back her for Saturday. I think she's a good thing. I've looked through the field.
All right, then we'll get on Hella there. Talia Hope takes the ride. Hey, Scotty, can't wait to see what she can do there on Saturday afternoon there in that first race. And then after that, where does she go?
Look, we've got a few options, but let's get over this one first.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Good on you guys. Cheers.
There we go. There's Scotty good Brunson. Luck, he's off the phone now, Pete, so I can ask you, who is the best mare in Tassie?
Mystic Journey.
Yeah.
Well, look, it changes nearly week by week
these days.
Look, I spoke to Adam, he got a couple of winners in at Sprayton last weekend, and I said, you know, what's it like having the other mare, you know, going hammer and tongs with you and so forth? He said it's good and it's not a good thing for Tassie, because the thing is, he said, they're going to meet all the time, and so there's only ever going to be, you know, one's going to finish in front of the other every time unless they dead extra first. That's the only best result, and that's what are the chances of that happening? He said, but overall it is good to know that, you know, we've got that sort of quality going around in our own backyard and are going over there to play on the big stage, and they are going to be huge chances. Like, they were pretty strong in the market for the Let's All Open. They ran accordingly, and they'll go to their next assignments, which will be the Rose of Kingston. If Adam thinks he needs another one for Mystic Journey, he might slip into the Tristark a couple of weeks before the Let's Elope. And Bill's adamant that he just wants her to go in the Rose of Kingston and then go to the Empire Rose. The Empire Rose. So they're likely to meet twice again, and hopefully they can be battling it out. And like I said before last week's race, how good would it be if they were calling Mystic Journey and Stellar Star going head-to-head to win a race over there? And those next ones are group races.
It sounds like Haller will have something to say as well later down that track. Like, she's a bold front-running mare at her best. And I did remember you saying, Pete, that she's the best horse that you might have seen come out of Tassie before she didn't fire there in Adelaide, and there was some reasons behind that in the Adelaide Cup, but she must excite you too to see what she can do this preparation.
Yeah, she does. And I honestly think she'll really excel over 2000 because she broke the track record when she won the Strut Stakes at the last start before she went over to Adelaide. And they chose to go that way instead of running in the Oaks. And I reckon she would have been, well, probably a late Amazair to win the Oaks. Had Scotty decided to go there. But a mile is going to be good for her. Third up over a mile would probably be very good. And look, who knows? If she comes through this run and the next run in really good order, why wouldn't he have a throw at the stumps at the Empire Rose? And we had three Tasmanian mares in the race with genuine chances. I think it's fantastic for this for this state. And we all know that we've punched above our weight for a while now. And these mares are just doing it for us again. And I can hardly wait until this spring unfolds in Melbourne, because I think we're going to have quite a few horses over there giving good races a shake.
What other horses might we see? We've got about a minute left before we head to Matty Hill.
Well, you'll see War Correspondent. He was our best sprinting horse. Yep. And he'll go over for a race at Moonee Valley at night. And he'll have another trial at Longford. And then Glenn Stevenson, the trainer, will make his mind up where he goes with him. But I'm looking forward to him coming back. He was in a trial yesterday and beat Newhart. Newhart's going over on Saturday week, grand final day. And he'll go over there and he'll run in the Tesla Rossa.
Yep.
And the mare, DeRoche, she'll run in a benchmark 90. For four-year-old mares and upwards.
We forget about DeRoche because she trialled the best out of all of them at Devonport there.
Yeah, and she won. She went to the races and she won. And she got tired over 11.50.
Yeah.
But she was entitled to. But she's always better second up. And I spoke to Barry Campbell, and he's really looking forward to taking both of them over there to Sandown on Saturday week. So there's going to be a great presence of Tasmanian horses over the next 6 or 8 weeks. And The list will just keep growing, I think. And if Turk Warrior ever makes his way over there, they'll know he's about in some 3-year-old races.
Love your work, Pete. Good work, mate.
Thanks, mate.